Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Sam Duke on the vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty money. Go to follow, 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 follow. Follow, 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 you can go.
Everything I've been wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you've been wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure, you don't fit for your hand. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure. Testimony, go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, giant plenty money. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
Good morning and top of the morning to all our listeners. It is a happy new year, a new season, and you're tuned in to Morning Dew here on Radio Africana. I'm privileged this morning to have with me at the beginning of this new year my able wing woman, and she's been a sort of strength and encouragement through the year 2025. I'd just like her to say a few words in wishing you all a happy new year.
Happy new year, everyone. Welcome to 2026.
Right. So we kind of gave you a prompting in our last session on preparing for the new season. Specific emphasis on your prayer altar. Remind you about your communion. You can catch up with this on archives. You can get the recording and listen at your own time. And so we're looking into the new season, which we've already stepped in. It's a new season, new dynamics, new energy, new anticipations. As always, we default to try to reflect on the season gone by and make our plans. If we're going somewhere, it makes some sense to have a charted course, a map, something that helps us navigate from where we are to where we're going. So a lot of things you anticipate and you aspire to achieve, to do, to be in 2026, it makes a lot of sense to pen them down, to capture those thoughts, to have a strategic plan based on your goals, visions, what you anticipate for the year 2026. So as usual, we're just trying to give you a little guide, not comprehensive enough, but just something to help you to really figure out what's going to happen this year in more detail. I remember looking at Proverbs chapter 3, in all your ways acknowledge him, he will surely direct your paths. We did use that as an anchor scripture in our last session. So that's so important, that in all our ways we'll acknowledge him. He will always guide us. And we also looked at Isaiah 43, verse 15 says, I am the Lord, the Holy One, the Creator of Israel, the King, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down before thee. You know, and it says, remember ye not the former things, consider neither the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it will spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And you know, it's a very biblical, you know, way to approach the new year, acknowledging him in all your ways, knowing that he's the one that can make a way where there seems to be no ways. You know, if in all your ways, if we acknowledge him in all the spheres of your life, you'll acknowledge him, he'll surely direct your paths. You know, and this is so important. You know, we consistently along the journey, each step of the way, each day, each week, you know, we can expect and it will have a response to our cries, a response to our desires, a response to our goals and our aspirations, our dreams. You know, think on all of these things. So there's a lot to think of. We talked about, you know, being grateful and responsible, you know, and consider the spheres in which you live our lives. So as always, just want to recap what those spheres are. Your health and well-being, very important. Your career, or those who are in academics, you know, you're studying, your relationships, whether that's family, personal relationships, you know, you relate with different people consistently throughout the year. You want to put some, you know, thoughts, you want to consider what your plans are, your aspirations, your goals are in each of these areas. Your spiritual life and your development spiritually, very important. So we've had health and well-being, your career, your relationships, your spiritual life and development, your finances, you know, your significant relationships, whether it's your coaches, your mentors, role models, people that help you. Maybe you're an apprentice, those you look up to in your training, you know, significant people that contribute significantly to whatever it is you're aspiring to be or achieve in the year 2026. You need to stay accountable to these people. Your personal development. All through the year, you want to make sure you're learning. The more you learn, the more skills you acquire, the more you can earn, the more value you can bring. And so important. And finally, but not the least, your contribution. What are you giving back? You know, life has been good to you. God has been gracious to you. What are you giving back? What are you contributing? You know, and above all, we want to remember that at the center of all these spheres of your lives is your vertical relationship with God. So like I said, we just really want to make sure that we bring this reminder very early in this new season, that you set your goals, you set your aspirations, whatever those thoughts are, put them in some order. Take time to do a, you know, vision board, if that helps you visualize what that end goal, that end anticipated end looks like, you know, the outcome, you know, whether it's financially, what do you want to achieve in that direction, in your relationship. Maybe you're thinking of settling down, you want to get married, whatever that might be, you know, pen it down. Take some time to think about each and every one of these. The art of goal setting is really, really very useful. It's something you'll need consistently. You know, then you can schedule time, you can schedule appointments, you can schedule things you want to do, you can use a diary or a journal to help you do this, you know, as you enter into the new year. You know, and this is the truth, you know, God's truth. You will come to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will take you into new areas, new spheres. So, you know, Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 we mentioned says, finally brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, you know. So we want to just start off the year with thinking about these spheres of our lives, thinking about what we want to do in each one of them. We want to make sure that they're pure, they're holy, of a good report, virtuous, beneficial to those we share with, those we work with, those we do life with, you know. And hence we look at this wheel of life which we've just considered. Now the question you have to think all through with the inspiration from the scripture is, whose thoughts are you thinking? You know, your world, your past, your pain, God's thoughts. Really try and align all your thoughts in line with your visions, in line with your goals, in line with the instructions from the scripture. And the Bible says, be anxious for nothing but through prayer and supplication. So be careful for nothing. Philippians chapter 4, same Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Okay, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So the Lord is willing to respond to your plans, to your cries, your aspirations, but you need to pen them down. You need to make them smart, okay, measurable, achievable, realistic, okay, definitely timely. So without going into much detail with that, that's something I want to encourage all our listeners to make sure you do in this season. Okay, and then we talked also about what does it mean, to whom much is given, much is expected, in Luke chapter 12 and verse 48. So we'll have a look at that in some details in our session today. Right, so everyone is given much. Each of you has been given a lot from the Lord in the past season, and you wanted to come look back with hindsight to thank him for what is there. But much is also expected of you. So in terms of being responsible, in terms of being accountable, that word accountable, I find it very, very important. A lot of people make plans for the year. A lot of people have aspirations, they have goals, but you have to stay accountable to your plan. You have to stay committed to the plan. You have to stick with the plan to the very end. Otherwise, what you pen down there is just intention, it's inert, it's got potential, but can it find any manifestation? Can it become real? Is it something you can take delivery of? And that will require you being accountable to God, accountable to maybe your significant, you know, other partners, or significant relationships, all right, your coaches, your mentor. They can guide you, they can help you, they can check balances as you go along, but you need to stay accountable. It's so important. That responsibility, you know, lies solely on your shoulders, you know. And so I just want to encourage us that as we make our plans, as we have our aspirations, remember, to whom much is given, much will be demanded, and from whom much has been entrusted with much, even much will be asked of them. That's Luke chapter 12 and verse 48. So keep that in the back of your mind in the year 2020. Six. All right. So your parents, your husband, you know, your spouse, you're in a relationship, you're in a business partnership, you've got some responsibility. You have to be accountable. There's an expectation. This must not be dashed. All right, you need to do your own role, your due diligence. Some of you are dealing with finances, planning, budgeting. You need to do your number crunching, whatever is required for you to do, you know. And so that you can come out being that responsible person at the end of the day. The idea of to whom much is given, much is prepared, is that we are held responsible for what we have, and we are blessed with talents, we're blessed with wealth, we're blessed with knowledge, and the, you know, incredible gift of time. You know, there's so many things that are given to you. Some people think everything revolves around money. There's a lot of other things you have. I remember watching a, you know, podcast on capital, and a lot of things, you know, what comes to people's mind is money. Money is a list of the capital you need to run a business, a system. People are resources, all right? What people can do for you, what favor can do for you, all of that amounts to capital. But are you, you know, accountable? Are you a person of integrity? Can you be trusted so that others can, you know, grant you that enormous, uncommon favor with God and with men? You know, I pray that the Lord helps you in Jesus' name. So my lovely wife wants to say something here. We'll take a little break after she's popped in. with her little contributions.
I just want us to look at, because you've said accountable several times. What does it mean to be accountable? Because I think sometimes people, you know, it's very difficult to be accountable, because we're brought up to become very independent. Think for yourself, think it through, and very, that's what we do. And that's what we're grown up to be like. And then at a certain point, someone says, get a coach or a mentor and be accountable. But that's against the grain of what the natural grain that we have been brought up to be. But some people have a natural inclination to be accountable. And accountable, I'm looking up the definition, required or expected to justify actions or decisions, responsible, be able to explain or understood, be able to be explained or understood. So a question was asked, what does being accountable mean? Being accountable means taking ownership of the results of a task. An accountable person answers for their actions and the results achieved. It requires the person to provide an explanation for why and how success or failure has occurred. Now, when we're being accountable as a person, is that if someone, you've agreed, because Pastor's talking about goals and plans and things like that, is as you know, with your coach, with your significant person, you said, right, this is what we're going to do. So for a case study, right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to buy a car. I'll use that as an example. Now, you decided the type of car, etc., etc. You've gone to look for the car and you've not found that car, or you found that car, but it's more expensive than, it's, let's say, excuse me, 8,000, let's say, and you had 5,000. And then when you're accountable, you go back to the person you discussed with and say, well, I went to look for the car, but I found it, but this was the issue. It was 8,000 and not 5,000. I have 5,000. Do you have any suggestions what we can do? Now, the independent person will say, well, we'll either make a choice. Well, I'm not getting a car because I don't have that 8,000. Or we'll say, well, I'll get something else that I don't really like or is not really suitable and get something for 5,000. That's an independent person. Accountable person will go back and say, well, I went to this place. I found the car, but it was 8,000, not 5,000. What do we do? And I'm using that as an example to just show the difference. So you go back to the person, your coach, your significant other, and you say what the problems are, the outcome for your search, the outcome of what you've done. It's not, and it's difficult, because if it's not your natural inclination, you think, well, I should be able to think about it. I should be able to think it through. I should be able to come up with a solution. But being accountable is learning to where two heads are better than one, where someone may have a perspective, an idea, or that you have not thought of. Someone may say, that other person will say, oh, you only have five. Okay, let me come up with the idea, right, let's take a loan for the three that you don't have, or I have that three, I can lend it to you, or may come up, why don't we try this other place, because I'm sure I saw something there for that car for five, and come up with solution, or let us pray about it and see if God can make a special sale in a week's time for it to be five. There's so many options and so many ideas the other person will bring to the table that you by yourself, not that you're not able to, but you may not come up with that idea. what comes to mind as well. One puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000 to flight. If there's an agreement, can two walk together unless they agree? Pastor, over to you.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very practical demonstration there. I think with what dropped in my spirit when you were talking was perspective. It may be much, much more than just the financial limitation in terms of, okay, I only have 5 grand. But somebody is looking at it from a different perspective. Somebody's seen walking outside the box. They're coming with their own experiences. They can solve your problem. They know, okay, you want to achieve that goal. Rather than deny yourself that car, how do we bridge the gap? Okay, this is what you can do without upsetting your budget, your plans, blah. Now, that's a completely different perspective. And that's the advantage of working with people who have experience, people who have done what you're trying to do, people who have experienced coaching people, you know, they've raised a lot of leaders, all of that kind of stuff. You bring all of that, you know, it's like an advantage. It just gives you an edge, you know. So there's so much in having not just those significant people, a coach, a mentor, a role model, actively, you know, walking with you, supporting you, that can bring. So you can imagine you on your independent self will have been 5,000. I don't have 10 pounds over that. That's the end of the story. Boom. Whereas with this extra perspective, this extra insight from a significant person, you can see how you can still achieve your goal, you can still solve the problems and not wreck your whole budget. You cannot wreck your whole plan because they've been through stuff like this before, you know. So that's a very good example. We'll take a break now and then we'll come back and then we'll look more into, you know, positioning ourselves and preparing our plans, setting our goals for 2026 and some tips we can give to you in that process. Catch you on the flip side of the break.
Water. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year from Radio Africana.
Good morning. If you're just joining us, we just had a break. Lovely track there. You know, you need to be reminded, every single one of you, you're not alone. That God is with you as a mighty man of war. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. Hold on to that scripture for 2026. You are not alone. Right, just before the break, we're looking at, you know, accountability. Some big words, great responsibility. Yes, and I just want us to just go over that definition again, you know, so that we really, really grasp it. There's some key things mentioned in the definition. We're looking at what? Accountability.
Being accountable means taking ownership of the results of a task. An accountable person answers for their actions and the results achieved. It requires a person to provide an explanation.
Okay, I just want to pause there. Taking ownership of what? The task. Whatever you have set out to do, take ownership. Whatever that task is, whatever that goal is, whatever that plan is in 2026, take responsibility, be accountable. You must be able to stand, whether it goes right or wrong, you achieved, you didn't complete, take responsibility, be accountable. Just like the car incident we mentioned a few minutes ago. Yes, we agreed to go and get a car. Okay, something has happened. Take responsibility, bring your feedback. Okay, what are we going to do? It doesn't have to end there. We can still achieve that goal. We just need to look at things from a different perspective. We're getting the help from our, you know, significant one, that partner, that significant person, you know, giving us a different perspective. But take the responsibility. You know, maybe in the time past, in the years past, what you've done, you hit a roadblock, that's the end of it. It's not the end. Listen, you can get feedback from your failures. You can get feedback from what didn't work. It doesn't mean that's the end of the road. You know, thank you, Holy Spirit. The righteous man, the Bible says, he falls seven times, but he gets up seven times. You can't get up if you're not standing. Hello? Think about that. If you're lying down, you can't fall. So for him to get up seven times, he stood up several times. It's about you pressing on in 2026. You need to have a can-do attitude. You need to take responsibility. Even when things don't go well, that's not the end of the story. Okay? It doesn't mean that God has, you know, denied you whatever it is you're looking for. Delay is not denial. There are lessons to be learned. Everything will happen in its own good time. You know, I just really wanted us to look back again at that key point. What other point is there other than taking your responsibility?
Just hold on. Being accountable as an adjective is required or expected to justify actions or decisions. Able to explain, be explained or understood.
Right. So you need to be able to justify your actions, right? Go get the car. You didn't come back with the car. Okay, that's fine. Justify why. You explain. Okay? You have to take certain decisions. You have to bring feedback. You have to carry on with the process. And remember, take the responsibility whichever way. You know, maybe you thought you'll get there in one step. It's going to take you two or three steps. That's fine, as long as you get there. That's the important thing. And if you have that kind of attitude, if you have that kind of perspective, if you have that kind of approach, things will work out much better in 2026. Again, you know, having that accountability, there's somebody else watching your back. There's somebody's watching on the decisions you made or the way you made, the way you turned, the way you, you know, recovered, all of that kind of stuff. And they can give you feedback on that. That's so important. That really helps with your growing and development. Something you mentioned at the beginning, by default, being accountable may not be your default mode. It may not come naturally to you, but trust me, if you're going to become somebody, if you're going to go anywhere, if you're going to achieve anything, being accountable to especially people that can help you, favor you, give you an edge, is such a leverage in the year 2026. I hope that really helps us. And that's been, thank you very much for that.
I just want to say, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm just going to say.
All right, here we go.
That, you know, sometimes people have mentors, but a mentor needs to be someone that you have a to and fro. An accountable person is someone that you have a backward and forwards conversation. Oh, did this and come back this and this. And some people are accountable to a counselor. Some people are accountable to a spouse, a significant other, a parent, etc., etc. And it's not a failure if you go at it once and it didn't work, or it didn't go as expected. Because I think many times we consider it a failure. But I want us to consider that if we don't try as more as a failure than if we tried and it didn't work. As maybe put it as, it didn't work this time. Because if it's for you, you and the accountable person, that your person you're accountable to, will look at it and think, right, okay, let's review. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do? What can we do? What do we do different? And a person that we can be really accountable to is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the greatest teacher, give me the strategy. God, give me the strategy to overcome, to work at this, to do this. And his strategies never fail.
Hallelujah. Right. I'm so happy you mentioned the working with the Holy Spirit. We've done a lot on working with God, but I want to pick up on that. I've always maintained, and I think this is my acronym and the way I want to like explain it, Journey in the Revelation. You're having an ongoing conversation with the Holy Spirit. The first prompting is not the end of the conversation. Did you get that? You're giving an insight. You're giving an instruction. That first prompting, that first whisper, that revelation is not the end of the conversation. So you must go back. You're still in conversation. And it's only as you go back, as long as you spend time, as long as you're led by the Spirit, as long as you stay accountable to the leading of the Spirit, that you can have the clarity of exactly what that revelation meant. The clarity, the details. How does the Bible put it about the way a house is built? Wisdom has built a house and is furnished. Okay? So there's the building of the house as the frame, but there's also the partitioning, the rooms, the furnishing, all of that. So that desire, that goal is not just one revelation. Journey in that revelation. Journey in having more conversation, get more clarity, get more understanding. They that dwell in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's protection, there's wisdom. Wisdom is profitable to direct you. The Lord grants you understanding concerning these things. We just thought these are very important points, that especially at the beginning of the new year, you're not doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. Check yourself, review, evaluate, and do that, you know, not just spontaneously, as often as you can. That's the way. What's the point going through the year 12 months and you only do a review twice? That's not very effective. Spend some time, as much and often as possible, to take time to reflect, to review all these goals. Your schedules, everything you put down, is flexible. It's not written in stone. It's flexible. You can make adjustments. When you're driving your car and you set out from London to Birmingham, you don't hold the steering, stay fixed, and then get to London. It doesn't work that way. You keep adjusting. You take roundabouts. You make bends. You go up. You come down. You know, you take stops. Whatever it is to get there. So there must be constant adjustments. And so make room in your planning, your schedules, okay, for flexibility, for adjustments. You will get to your destination. The Lord helping you. Okay, so back to our scripture here. The idea of to whom much is given, much is required, is that we are held responsible. So we've talked about being responsible for what we have. Okay, we are blessed with talents, we're blessed with wealth, we're blessed with knowledge, we're blessed with a lot of time and the like. It's expected that you use this well to glorify God and benefit others. So use the gifts that God has given to you. Use them well. You can provide value to other people. They will pay for the value that you produce, for those of you in business. In context, Jesus had just told the disciples about being ready for his return in this story. And his disciple Peter asked if the parable was just for them or for everyone. And Jesus replied with another parable in which he defines the faithful and wise manager. Look at these key words, faithful and wise manager. Right, so he's defining the faithful and wise manager. It's really will be helpful that we take some time. Luke chapter 12, read this whole story about the parables. As one who gives out food and other allowances at the proper time. So are you responsible for certain activities, certain tasks, so that when the master returns and finds the faithful servant managing his resources well, okay, he puts him in charge of all his possessions. So there's a big lesson there. You must stay accountable. There is nothing you have that was not given to you. Surely you came with nothing and you're leaving this world with nothing. But the things that have been given to you, you must be faithful. You must be, you know, accountable. You must really be responsible in the way you utilize them. You know, we trust that, we've been entrusted with certain things, okay? Faithfulness requires that we manage these things wisely and unselfishly. So Jesus continued the parable with another contrast. He says, suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time in coming, and then he begins to beat the other servants, both the men and women, and to eat and to drink and to get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day that he does not expect him, and at an hour he's not aware. He will cut him to pieces and assign assign him a place with the unbelievers. So the servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready, does not do what the master wants, will be beaten with many blows. All right, so that's the way the story goes there. Unfaithful servant mismanages the master's resources. Everything, Gurubo Shanta, including your life, is a gift. Everything that you have is a gift. Your children, people around you, you know, resources, whether it's money, people, whatever resources has been given to you, you must be accountable. It's a gift from God. And God demands and is expecting from you that you be, you know, entrusted, that the things you've been entrusted with, that you be responsible, you know. And so there's a lot lesson in there, you know. And everyone to whom much is given of him will be required that much more for what has been entrusted. They will demand more from you. All right. So we see this whole story in Luke chapter 12, as I've read all the way to 48. A related parable that also deals with stewardship is the parable of the talents, or the parable of the bags of gold. We see this also in Matthew chapter 25. And verses 14 to 30. It is easy to assume. Now, this is very important. So that's another set of parables we need to study from. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. Now, I want to deal with an assumption. It's very easy to assume that only wealthy people have been given much. That's the mindset a lot of people have. Okay, in truth, we all have been given much. All right, we all have been given much. And so let's not take for granted what has been commissioned to your hand or what has been given to your care. Like I said, your children, the time, the very breath you have, all of that is from God. And the owner of time, the owner of the very breath, at the time appointed, he will demand that his resources be returned to him. What would you have done in that time? What would you have done with your breath? What would you have done with your life? What legacy would you leave? What will people say about you? Now, if you're thinking about these things, as we said at the beginning, whatsoever things are good, lovely, virtuous, of a good report, think on these things. So in 2026, I just want to advise our listeners that we really take some time to think, okay, again, in each of our spheres. Why are we doing what we're doing? What's the responsible thing to do? Okay, and of course, as always, it's no harm asking questions if you don't understand, asking questions if you need some help. Once again, your significant helpers are always there to do just that. Remember, they've been down that route. They've faced some of those giants before. They've found ways to navigate around that. They've probably been working with the Holy Ghost longer than you have. You know, they know the will of God. It reminds me of Eli and Samuel. Remember when Samuel didn't quite know the voice of God? And he came because he heard an audible voice. So he looked around, and the only person he could see was Eli. And he went to Eli. "Did you call me?" Eli said, "No." And he went back to sleep. Then he heard the voice again, and he went back and then tapped on Eli again. "Did you call me?" He says, "No." He wasn't used to hearing the voice of God. These are the advantages of people that have gone where you haven't gone, that have experiences you don't have, that have different response, different perspective of looking at, responding to what it is you're looking at and responding to. And there's a lot you can gain from them. Trust me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ooh. There are other mentors that you can plug into. Listen to this one. Leaders are readers. They read books. People pen down their thoughts, their ways of achieving, their methodology in books. Those mentors, you don't have to schedule time. Well, you do to some degree, but you don't have to like line up, pay them, book an appointment. There's some books that you can invest your time in. They'll always be on your shelf. Schedule time with those mentors. Schedule times to read and to gain understanding, insight into deep things that you're having to do with your business, that have to do with your sphere of influence, that have to do with your career, that have to do with the goals that you've set. It will maybe something on relationship, maybe something on finances. It may be something on, you know, your vertical relationship with God, spending time, your altar, communion, fellowship, hearing the voice of God. All of these are things you will need on this journey. As you can well imagine, there's a lot you need to pack for the year 2026. So take some time, take some structure, put some structure in place. It will help you. It'll pay you dividends. It will reward you. So time invested in planning for 2026. Lovely people, I cannot overemphasize. It's very, very important. It's our prayer that you do extremely well in 2026. But that desire, that anticipation will only come if you roll up your sleeves and do what you need to do. It starts with setting your goals, having a vision, visualizing where it is you think you want to get to. What is it that I have? Who can help me? These are questions. And again, coming back to your mentors, if you have a coach, they are specialized, you know, skills in asking questions that trigger you to, you know, think about what you're doing. So, okay, you want to go here, fine. When do you want to go? Write it down. How are you going to travel? Choose your mode of travel, pen it down. How much can you afford? Maybe that influences the vehicle you want to use to travel. Are you riding? Are you taking a bike? You're going on a tram? Do you want to take the train? Do you want to drive down? Your budget may have a lot to do with all of that. If you don't want to drive and you want to take a train, okay, so maybe now, because you're not coming back, you're thinking about accommodation. Whatever way you want to travel, there's a lot of questions you can ask way ahead, make a proper plan, and have a safe trip and return. But it's not the same when you don't settle down, plan where you're going. How would you know when you get there? How will you know when you're halfway? It must be measurable so that we can track progress. These things are so important. You know, we go in much detail in our sessions. I think we're having something in the early part of early part of the year, maybe 31st of December, of January. Yeah, so we're looking to have a seminar. If you're in the Manchester area, please feel free to join us, pop in, and then we'll do some real planning for set some goals for 2026. In the meantime, there's a lot of resources. You can always get in touch with us through our different channels, and the Lord will bless you. The Lord keep you. We're here to help. We're here to stand with you. And more than anything else, we're here to, you know, what's the word? Be your, what did the cheerers in football?
Cheerleaders.
Yeah, we're your cheerleaders. We're cheering you on, okay? Hey, you can do it. Come on, go, bro. Yes, sister, that's it. There you are. Now you started moving. We've got some traction now. Yes. And celebrate successes along the way. Very, very important. Take time to celebrate success. I pray that the Lord grant you history. The Lord grant you experiential knowledge with Him. I pray that you hear the voice of the Lord in 2026. I pray that you lean not on your own understanding, but lean in to His guidance, lean into His leading, lean into the ways He can guide you, send people, destiny helpers, people to surround you, to walk with you, to support you. Once again, you are not alone. He promises to be with you and to see you through. Okay, so the word of God, you know, makes us understand that it gave gifts to men. We've studied that extensively, and we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Just a couple of scriptures, time will not permit us. Look at John chapter 14, talks a lot about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and His helping. Okay, John chapter 14, 16 to 21. John chapter 14, 16 to 21. John chapter 16, verse 13. All right. Romans 12, 1 and 2. We're talking about being accountable. Every single time you stand before the presence of the Lord, you are being accountable to Him for the breath of life, for the gifts of a new day, for the many things that God has graced you with. And every day that you stand before Him, He is constantly shaping, remolding, making you into what He's prophetically declared that you are: an overcomer, a barrier crosser, the head, not the tail, one for signs and for wonders. God is not mincing words when He prophetically declares that that's your potential. But you see, that within is inert, that within is hidden, that within remains a potential unless you give it some expression. When you pen your visions, your anticipation, you know, your goals, pen it down, you're giving them expression on paper. When you follow through, you are giving to give them life. It's beginning to take a life of its own. Remember in one of our sessions, and everything without the word was nothing made that was made. So it all starts with the seed. The thoughts that you have that translate to the words that you speak are like the words of God you sow in your heart. That seed will bring forth whatever it is you desire. Without the word was nothing made that was made. Without the word, whatever your design will not come to pass, will not be made manifest, except you give it expression. It's a mystery how the word is God's change agent. It's a mystery how the word can make the future that you desire, the goals that you aspire to achieve, to be, whatever it is, come to pass. But God, who created you, is showing you His system, and He launches you out into your world to give expression to His grace, that divine enablement, that unction that God gives you to be the head, not the tail, a barrier crosser, a pioneer, an overcomer, using the principles that are within the Word of God. So the more time you spend, the more time in His presence, you lean in to that relationship, the more wisdom from above that is profitable to direct, you can download. I pray that the Lord will help you to really take on board what we've shared today. I know it's a mouthful, but it just had to be said. It's so important. in 2026. I pray you be more focused. I pray you be more consistent. I pray that you have more victories. I pray you celebrate great, you know, testimonies. I pray that the Lord reveal to you what it is people knew, believed in, and did to take delivery of a testimony. You too will know those things. You too will believe in those things. You too will take action, and you will take delivery of your testimony. The Lord do more for you than you can imagine. The Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far beyond anything we can ask, imagine, or think of, you know, according to his purpose, according to his plan. He has a plan for your life. Take time to seek that plan. Take time to understand your purpose. Even your gifts, your abilities, your skills, your makeup, your features are, you know, designed by God for your purpose. Hello. You remember the story of Land Rover and Formula One? Yes, I need to go down there to just graphically explain that. Land Rover designed 4x4. They are not for the F1 track. When you don't know what you're doing with your Land Rover, you go back to the manufacturer. They designed that vehicle ever before it hit the road. God designed your life ever before you appeared on this side of eternity. The Bible says, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you, I ordained you. There is nothing in your life that is causing God to vibrate or to be confused. No such thing. While you may be going through confusions, trial times, that God is very much stable. God is very much in control. I pray you acknowledge him in all your ways. He is willing, prepared, more than able to direct you in the way that you should go. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He will surely direct your paths. Lovely people, I hope that's been a benefit to you. I really look forward to a great year, 2026. I know there's so much, you know, but we just put what we could put into this session. We hope it's been a blessing to you, you know, and go out there. Remember to put your plans together. Once again, I want to remind you of our sectors, spheres of our life, your health and well-being. Think about it. Your relationships with your spouses, your children, your family, your loved ones, your finances, your personal development, your career, your spiritual life and development, your significant relationships. We've talked a lot about that today. And you must contribute back. God has been good to you. Be a blessing to others. And more and importantly, at the center and above all, your vertical relationship with God. Lovely people, till we meet again, same time, on the same channel. Mrs. A, have you got any last words?
Have a blessed and glorious 2026. And don't give up. Keep pressing forward towards the goal.
Okay, so yes, that's our session really coming to an end today. Yeah, you can do it. You can achieve. You can actually outwit yourself. You will surprise yourself, and the Lord surprise you with many, many blessings in 2026. Until we meet again, same time on the same channel, it's been a lovely time being with all of you. I hope you all have a wonderful 2026. Settle down, take some time, reflect, evaluate, strategize. There are many tools that can be made available. If you jump on the seminar, get in touch with us, we can show you some of those tools and how you can use them. All the best. Make sure you get a good wingman wherever you are, your spouse, your partner. It helps to travel. Can two walk together except they agree? Communication is key. Even when things don't go well, as long as we're talking, as long as we're communicating, we can solve things. So keep communication foundational in your relationship, in your partnerships, in whatever you do this year. You're always going to be relating with people. So make sure that you're on top with your interpersonal skills, your ability to communicate effectively to drive your point across. Remember, it's better to understand than insist on being understood. I'll take that again. It's better that you seek to understand than insist that you must be understood. The Lord grant you favor. The Lord go with you. The Lord be with you. The Lord strengthen you. The Lord make room for you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and to be merciful towards you. May goodness and mercy follow each and every one of you all the days of your life. Have a great year, 2026. And that's us for today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Bye for now.
My turn, no.
Navigate,
I go. Big I get. It's my time, oh.
This year,
everything that I touch, you go multiply. I'm sorry, I'm flying high. This year, now my turn to shine. This year, my water go turn to wine. Less labor, more favor. I'm running, no pressure. Better go, they come my way each and every day. This year, no steady prosperity. This year, Satan no pick up on me. Goodness and mercy, they follow me now.
Lift your hands and say amen.
Amen.
Ah, yeah, amen.
Amen.
My hands are blessed, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Amen.
No struggle this year.
Amen.
Ah, yeah, amen.
Amen.
I flourish this year.
Amen.
I don't know what I do. We make you love me so daddy. No be say I too sappy, yeah. But you love me constantly, yeah. I don't know where I for day. If not be you the little way. Your grace and mercy no they feel. Lord, you they love consistently. This your love, it is all I want. This your grace, it's my warm embrace. That if I call on me see, if I call on me see. Your grace is my warm embrace.
see there's something true. It don't change on what I do. You stay the same always. Nothing can make you take your love from me. Yeah. No one else deserves my place. Ooh. You come through for me on the hard days. Tell my story for one day. The only love that's it. Nothing could ever separate.
Uplifting songs every Sunday on Radio Africana.